Should we start?
We should start.
So you can take your nap.
Yeah, so I can take my nap. Need my beauty rest.
Dance, monkey, dance.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Dance Monkey Dance. I'm Chris.
I'm John.
How you doing, John?
I'm doing just great. How are you?
Good. Everything good down in sunny old Florida?
It's just awesome. Just awesome.
Oh, you sound so convincing.
Well, you know, it's hotter than hell and the cheerleaders are finally left, but the love bugs are here and I'm not sure which one's more annoying.
Oh, love bugs.
Yes.
Anybody who's never been to Florida during love bug season just doesn't understand.
You're missing something. You should really come down.
If you've ever wanted to see two bugs attached at the ass flying around in swarms, then you really need to go down there.
Yes.
And they really serve no purpose other than to reproduce, right?
Correct.
It's not like they're good for the environment.
The legend is that they were created to eat mosquitoes or something like that to control the mosquito population, and I guess they taste so nasty that mosquitoes never went after them. So they're, yeah, twice a year they come back. It's awesome.
Yeah, if you get them on your car you have to wash it off or else they eat the paint.
Yes.
Yeah, it's lovely. And Florida is the only state that has them too.
Yeah, that's bizarre.
Yeah.
We have that. We have boa constrictors. We have child-eating alligators. It's a great place. Come on down.
We have alligators in South Carolina.
Do you?
We had an alligator so big that it actually made national news because it was walking across the street and people were like, how the fuck do you let an alligator get that big around a populated area?
Wow.
Yeah. Apparently it went into the swamp and hasn't been seen since, so.
Oh, great.
Watch out.
He's just hibernating, growing bigger and bigger.
Yeah, fortunately, it's not around Charleston, so I don't have anything to worry about. At least yet.
Yes, that's right. Just you wait.
Yeah. So there was a big announcement this week, John.
There was?
Yeah.
Which one?
And we're going to geek out for a little bit. The announcement of the cast for Star Wars.
Yes.
Episode 7.
Mm-hmm.
They released a very engineered black and white photograph.
Yes.
Of the cast sitting in a circle on what looked like IKEA couches. Nobody really paying attention to the group. They're all kind of huddled in little talks. I think it's kind of interesting because nobody's on their phone. There are no computers. It's
right.
Very, very reminiscent of the 70s. And I'm sure that's done on purpose for nostalgic reasons. I remember seeing in one of the books the cast announcement for Star Wars where it was Harrison Ford and Carrie Fisher and Mark Hamill, and it was a black and white picture, and they were sitting around a table.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that this is very much like, hey, look, it's more of the stuff that you know.
I think that's what they're aiming for. I think they realize they may have alienated a lot of people with the prequels.
Yeah.
So they're desperately trying to do the sequels right.
And, you know, I've thought about this a lot ever since the announcement, and my problem with the prequels, any prequel, has always been that there is no jeopardy for the main characters. No matter how hairy the situation gets, you know that Anakin Skywalker was not going to die. You knew that Obi-Wan Kenobi was not going to die.
Right.
Because you've seen them later on. So there's nothing that you could put them in the big battle over Coruscant at the beginning of the third movie. No jeopardy whatsoever because
right.
they can't die. And right. it feels strange knowing that they're filming a Star Wars picture where potentially any of those three main characters could die now.
Yes.
Especially with J.J. Abrams at the helm. It's not as bad as having Joss Whedon there, but, you know, the potential is for one of them to get killed off.
If not all of them.
And it's interesting to think about it that way. It's interesting to be like, for the first time since Return of the Jedi, there's real, like, you could really place those characters in jeopardy. And it kind of makes me excited for the next Star Wars film.
Well, good.
Well, I mean,
it should, because that's all part of the marketing plan.
I would assume so. I mean, and then you have all these young kids who they're like, hey, if you sign on now, we get these three out of the way, and then we'll do a bunch of movies with just you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll keep the sucker rolling, and it'll be great. I was talking with one of the guys at work about the cast. Besides Carrie Fisher, Peter Mayhew, Harrison Ford, Mark Hamill. I guess the only one that really shocks me, I guess, is Andy Serkis.
Yeah, I'm wondering if he's going to play a character or if he's going to animate something.
I think he's going to animate something.
Really?
I don't know what. But, you know, people were all like, well, that's kind of weird. The fact that it's a predominantly white male cast was pissing a lot of people off.
Well, there's a black guy in there.
Well, but that's the thing. They're like, there's one black guy and there's one new girl.
Yeah, but Carrie's a whole lot of woman for everybody else.
Well, and my thing is, you know, everybody's all up in arms about this, but what if... what's his name? John Boyega, who is the mm-hmm. black guy from Attack of the Block. What if he's the main character? What if he's the star of this thing?
What if he's Lando's son?
It could be. You know, you haven't heard anything about him. You haven't heard anything about whether and if they're going to bring Billy Dee back.
Don't know.
He was fairly important at the end of Return of the Jedi. I don't see how, if his character is still alive in this, you know, why he wouldn't pop up at least in a cameo. Maybe that's why he had to get off of Dancing with the Stars so fast. Maybe he said, look, I'll dance crappy. You guys can vote me off. The other thing is, yesterday there was Samuel L. Jackson went on Twitter and posted a picture of him holding his lightsaber. So could Mace be back? Could he be the son of Mace Windu? Because he's supposedly playing a Jedi in this.
Right.
So could it be that we never saw Mace Windu die? He just gets blown through a window. We've seen Jedi survive much higher falls than what he could have, like what he did. So,
sure.
Maybe he didn't die. Maybe he just went into hiding with everybody else.
Could be. You know, maybe they went to different parts of the galaxy. You know, Yoda was on Dagobah.
Yeah.
Maybe Mace is on some other planet.
So I guess the tricky part of this is if they're going to continue on with the story
mm-hmm.
and they don't say the Force ghosts show up, Obi-Wan would have to show up for Luke. So how do they handle Alec Guinness not being alive?
They would end up doing a computer composite.
You think they do?
Use James Arnold Taylor for the voice because he already does it.
You think they would go that far? You think they would do a digital double?
Sure, definitely.
What if they got Ewan McGregor and put him in old people makeup?
You know, that's possible too.
Hmm. I just thought of that. Maybe that's what they would do.
You should let them know that. Send them a tweet.
Hey, JJ. Because me and him are on first name basis, you know.
Right, right.
So what kind of hopes do you have for this new movie? Are you looking forward to it? Are you... What's...
I'm looking forward to it. Yeah. I don't really have any hopes whatsoever. I'm just going to wait for it and hopefully enjoy it. And, yeah, that's it.
You know, I have high hopes basically because J.J. Abrams didn't want to direct the film because mm-hmm. he was such a huge fan and he didn't want to mess it up. But I think that's a good thing. I think he's the right person for this.
Yeah.
You know, you throw in the guy that was the Weasley kid. You throw in Andy Serkis. You throw in, right. What's his name?
Max von Sydow.
Max von Sydow, that's interesting. Adam Driver, who everybody's like, that's kind of a weird casting choice.
Mm-hmm.
But this could potentially be really, really good for the franchise.
And they plan on milking this franchise until it's dead. I mean, they've already announced that there are potentially three standalone origin stories that are being worked on.
Well, yeah, I mean, they want to do a movie a year
mm-hmm.
that's Star Wars themed. I just hope it's not overkill.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. I think they've kind of narrowed themselves down by disregarding anything that wasn't what they considered the new canon. And I think that's good because it was so sprawling.
Well, in the expanded universe, Chewbacca dies not too long after they defeat the Empire. So the fact mm-hmm. that he's even in this is just proof that they're not going to go by expanded universe stuff.
Well, I mean, he's going to play a corpse, but, you know.
You think there's any walking scenes with Chewbacca in this one, or is he just kind of sitting around?
I don't know. See, I'm wondering if... Did you ever see the first reboot of Mission Impossible with Tom Cruise?
Yes.
Where the opening scene was Martin Landau and Barbara Bain and all the old cast members in a plane, and it blows up. It was like, okay, so here's the cameos of your old-time TV stars, and bam. We're going to start new.
Wait, in the Tom Cruise Mission Impossible?
Yes.
Why do I not remember that scene?
It's almost the opening of the movie.
I don't remember that scene at all. That's so weird. It's been a long time since I've seen the movie, so I'm not doubting you, but I don't remember that at all, so I'll have to go look that up. But I don't think that they would do that. It seems like, no, because what Michael Arndt has said is that his draft of the script relied heavily on the new characters while using the old characters very sparingly.
Mm-hmm.
And JJ and Lawrence Kasdan took over to reverse that. That Luke Skywalker is the center of at least the first movie. I don't know how it shakes out with the other two, but this first one is going to be heavily that old cast.
Right. Well, do you really think so?
Well, they're going to squeeze Carrie Fisher back into the slave outfit.
Oh, God, I hope not.
When they go back to Tatooine.
No.
No? She's laying out there.
No, she's actually paying Jabba the Hutt. And Andy Serkis is Salacious Crumb.
There you go. You know, I don't know. I look at this picture and it gives me some hope of better than the prequels.
Yeah.
Although I liked a lot of the prequels. I didn't like it all.
Uh-huh.
But it'll be interesting to see how Kathleen Kennedy handles this.
Yeah. Definitely.
The guys at work want to know what Kenny Baker's going to be doing. I was like, he's going to be
stuffed in a trash can.
I was like, he's going to be R2, and they're like, but what is he doing there? I was like, I don't know.
Right.
I mean, they had remote control R2s on the first movie. It's not like...
Right.
like he's, this is breaking new ground.
No.
All right, hang on. All right, we're good.
You sure?
Yep.
Okay.
And I was, I'm interested too, like, I don't know how well you looked at the picture that they posted.
Mm-hmm.
But Carrie Fisher looks about what you've seen her recently as. Mark Hamill looks pretty good.
Yeah.
For his age.
Well, what is his age?
Isn't he close to... He's in his 60s, isn't he?
Is he that old?
I thought he was.
Really?
Hang on.
I didn't think he was that old.
Now, let me see. He is 62.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Because we thought when we looked at, when we first looked at the picture, we thought that Mark Hamill was the guy sitting on the other side of J.J. Abrams.
Mm-hmm.
And looking at the official Star Wars website, he's actually the guy sitting next to Anthony Daniels on the other side, like across from J.J. And
yes,
he looks really good in that picture. And it's like, maybe somebody took the training to heart. But if you think about it, I'm not really sure when they're starting, whether they're not, they're really in production yet, or whether they're just shooting like B stuff. But potentially Harrison Ford could be in front of a camera right now dressed as Han Solo.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of exciting. I think all geeks out there should
as
rejoice.
As old and crotchety as he looks.
I don't know. I'm kind of excited.
Yeah. All right.
It'll be interesting to see the first trailer. They better get it out by Comic-Con.
It'll, yeah, it's definitely got a lot of hype behind it.
Yeah.
So it's going to be interesting to see if it can live up to that.
Well, I think a lot of people will go in with the assumption of it's got to be better than the prequels. And all they have to do is get over that hump in order to make it successful. Because now at least you have the original cast. At least all the people that grew up in that generation of the first three movies are going to go take their kids to see this, going to go take friends and kind of relive their childhood through this.
Yeah, definitely.
And the fact that they're talking about part of it's going to be shot in Abu Dhabi, and that's going to be Tatooine this time around, and they're building sets out there, and they're going to take it to familiar places, and they're really going to play on the nostalgia factor to kind of get this over the bad taste that the prequels left in a lot of people's mouths.
Sure. I think the prequels were something they needed to get out of the way. You already knew the outcome, which was, you know, the biggest detriment to them.
But did they really need to tell them?
George thought he did.
Because if you think about Darth Vader in A New Hope, he is the scariest motherfucker in the galaxy. Like, everybody's afraid of him.
Right.
Until you find out that he was a whiny emo kid that has mother issues, who just wants to be better than everybody else. Like, it takes something away from that. It's like the new Maleficent movie. You don't need to make her a victim of circumstance. She's just evil.
Really?
And so should Darth Vader. Darth Vader should just be an evil person.
Hmm.
So I think that he just, like, they shouldn't, there was no reason to tell the prequel.
Right.
I mean, then they wouldn't have been written into corners of, well, Obi-Wan says this in episode 4. How are you going to jive these two things together? And, you know, then it's like, oh, well, I remember that. That's, you know, he's an old man. He doesn't remember it the right way. Well, that's a cop out.
But yeah.
That's George Lucas for you, folks. So
I think it's an exciting time for geeks everywhere.
It is. Just think, right now, somewhere on this planet, they're shooting the next Avengers movie. They're shooting the next Star Wars movie. It's just a really cool time for mm-hmm. a film.
Well, it's a really good time for nostalgia.
Yeah.
For futuristic nostalgia, I guess, is the way to look at it.
The one thing that does scare me about this was J.J. Abrams and Lawrence Kasdan did a Happy May the 4th message.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Where they talked about finishing the script.
Oh.
And that bothers me, that they're not... When people go into production with an unfinished script, it never ends well.
Right.
So it'll be... Hopefully he can pull this off. He resurrected Star Trek, so...
True. Very true.
We'll see how this works.
Mm.
But we still have a year and a half before this comes out.
Yeah, so...
Just saying.
So there's going to be lots of controversy in the years to come. You know, we're going to find out all these interesting tidbits about what it's called and what it was going to be called and what characters people are playing. And
well, they did announce a possible title today.
They did?
Yes.
They're not quite... It was announced.
It's a working title.
Terrifying.
It's Star Wars Episode 7, The Ancient Fear.
Yeah.
Which is up there with Attack of the Clones. It's up there with The Phantom Menace.
Yeah.
It very much sounds like a leftover from George Lucas. Because he was always the one that named those goddamn things.
Yes, well... That's George for you.
But they're saying that it fits. It fits everything that they know so far. And that it's in reference to Max von Sydow. Maybe he's been sleeping for all this time and he wakes up and he's really like Darth Plagueis or something. And he wakes up and finds out that Luke killed the Emperor, and now he comes after Luke.
Hmm. You killed my father. I am Luke Skywalker. You killed my father. Prepare to die. Yeah. So, I mean, it's you know, it's got good things. They also showed the full trailer for the new
Star Wars
animated
Rebels.
Series, Star Wars Rebels, that I've said it before, I'll say it again, it's not my Star Wars. I can understand what they're doing besides selling action figures, but I just don't really get it.
I know, but you know, I've started watching Clone Wars because it's on Netflix and they're half an hour and it's easy to watch. I like the idea of Clone Wars. I don't like the way it's executed. And I'm hoping it gets better as the seasons go on.
Well, and people have said that this last season of Clone Wars was the best, but it's like, yeah, but it took you 6 seasons to get there.
Yeah, I mean, it's told in a really bizarre way. Did you watch the show?
I have watched different episodes of it. I have not watched it all the way through.
I don't like... It's like Starship Troopers. It starts out with like almost a newsreel thing.
Yeah.
And it's like, war across the galaxy. And then they like catch you up a little bit and then they just drop you into the episode. And it's like, I guess they're trying to do like instead of a crawl every week... They're doing it this way, but it doesn't play well. And I like the fact that it's a little more violent than I thought it would be for a kids' TV show.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they continuously show, like, clone troopers get ripped apart by animals and stuff. And I'm like, oh,
sure.
Okay, that's different.
That's warm and cuddly.
Yeah. But I don't like the overall telling, the way that they tell the story.
No. I kind of liked the original Clone Wars that Genndy Tartakovsky did for Cartoon Network.
Yes.
And I was hoping that's the direction they were going to go, and obviously didn't.
All right, we got to stop for a second.
I swear to God, I saw it. And obviously I didn't, because it's nowhere to be found online.
I didn't think that. But
I could have sworn it was at the beginning of the movie, and they were in an airplane, and it was Martin Landau and Barbara Bain and somebody else from the original cast, and the plane gets blown up. Obviously not.
No. I mean, I'll watch it again, because I think it's on Netflix or something. But all right, but getting back to Star Wars.
Okay.
You know, I'm going to stick with Clone Wars just because I guess as a Star Wars fan, this will tide me over until the new movies. Well, somewhat will tide me over, I guess.
Yes.
Until Rebels start. And then now they're saying, I just read a thing where that Rebels is actually connected to Episode 7.
Oh, see, I haven't heard that yet.
Rebels will set up and point the direction for Episode 7. And the characters they are creating in Rebels will be around in Episode 7?
Mm-hmm.
So, okay.
Interesting.
I guess. I mean, I looked at the trailer, and Clone Wars is very stylized, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And this looks even more stylized. Like, they were like, we're just going to do something that kind of looks like Stormtroopers, but they're going to, like, their heads are bigger.
Well, yeah, and the thing with Clone Wars is I felt it was very angular, and Rebels seems to be very round.
Yeah.
It just seems to be very round. That's the only way I can explain it.
Okay. I can see what you're saying. Yeah, it's really weird because at least with Clone Wars, they could be more adult with it a little bit. And I feel
sure.
Like because this is going to be on Disney XD, that this is going to be like a really watered down G.I. Joe, nobody ever dies, nobody ever gets hit. Type thing.
I think it's going to be a lot of action and very little character development.
Well, yeah. I will say the one thing I do like about Clone Wars is the dude that plays Anakin at least is a better Anakin. Not by much, but he at least...
You mean voice-wise?
Voice-wise, yeah.
Yeah.
He gives more depth to the character, and it's like, okay, at least it's not Hayden Christensen.
Yeah, well...
But I mean, they make the Jedi in Clone Wars look, what's the word? Really reckless? Like, they're always doing stuff that's fucking up the war in the Republic's favor. And it's like, that's kind of weird because they're built up in the movies to be these big guardians. I don't want to say guardians of the galaxy, but guardians of peace and justice throughout the Old Republic, and what you get is a bunch of hot-headed Jedi that are racing into battle and doing things before they should, and like losing ships and people. And
well, I'm wondering if that is part of the whole evolution of the Jedi, that they're not as well trained and as well behaved as you expect them to be by the fourth, fifth, and sixth movies. That in these earlier movies, that they're kind of mavericks.
I guess, but it also destroys a bunch of continuity. Like in one of the first episodes, Obi-Wan goes up against General Grievous, And
yes,
this is supposed to be between episode 2 and 3. But in episode 3, when he faces down Grievous, it's like he's never seen him before. And I know it's all after the fact, but like, these guys are now playing with the continuity.
Right.
Of how things come down and who they meet and stuff. And it's a little weird because it's supposed to be canon. But like, all of a sudden, General Grievous is fighting with multiple lightsabers, and when you get to episode 3, Obi-Wan's like, oh my god, he's got 4 lightsabers, how am I going to defend myself? Well, right. You've already seen it. It's just, it's weird. I don't know, maybe I'm being nitpicky. But anyway,
it's yeah,
we shall see.
Looking forward to it. We shall see. We shall see. And there's been so much Star Wars geekiness going on.
Yeah.
You know, there was just recently the Big Bang Theory episode.
Yes.
Which I didn't really like.
For being Star Wars based and them going and Lucasfilm coming to them and saying, could you do something with Star Wars? That is what they came up with. And I thought it was really weak.
Yeah, I didn't like that it was a very special episode of a Big Bang Theory. It's like, oh, poor Sheldon. His friend's dead.
His 85-year-old friend.
Yes. Yeah, it's pretty bizarre.
And I figured it would be like, Bob Newhart going, look, I told you I'd do one of these. This is now episode 3 that I'm in, and you guys have to kill me off. And then they plug it back in with, but you're going to be like his spirit guide. You're going to be his force ghost. And, you know, when we need you, we'll call you back. Next time we want to do a Star Wars themed one.
Yeah. Oh,
great. You know, the only part that I actually really laughed at is when Bob Newhart was playing with the lightsaber.
Yeah.
You know, that was chuckle worthy, but it wasn't like funny.
It could have been so much better.
Yeah.
It should have been so much better.
Yeah.
And it wasn't. But now there's, I don't know if it's on tonight, there's supposed to be a Goldberg's Star Wars episode.
Oh,
and there's
really?
A Phineas and Ferb Goldberg's episode. That's going to be good. Let me tell ya. A Phineas and Ferb Star Wars episode. Yeah.
I could see Phineas and Ferb because at least it's on Disney.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's weird. I mean, I'm assuming they'd have to license all that stuff with Lucasfilm.
And they have.
Okay.
You know, that's all part of the marketing machine.
Them reaching out to all these people and being like, hey, you want to do a show based on Star Wars?
I wonder if that's it or if it's all these shows going, hey, Star Wars is coming back and it's part of our demographics, so let's ask.
Well,
worst they can do is say no.
It's definitely within the wheelhouse of Big Bang Theory.
Definitely.
But I don't know. I don't know if they just didn't have enough time to write the script or the writers thought that this was going to be funny.
Yeah, it wasn't.
But it's... They could have role played the entire thing. It could have just been all of them dressed as Star Wars characters, retelling part of the story, but having it be with like Professor Proton dies, and they have to kind of reenact the battle with him and like Darth Vader or something, and like they're all dressed up as different Star Wars characters, and Sheldon C-3PO, and like. Like you could have done a whole like themed episode and they just really didn't.
No, they started with that stupid crap with Raj and I just don't like Raj. I'm just done with him. He's a whiny bitch.
Yeah, they need to do something about him.
Yeah. But I just didn't really enjoy that episode.
Well, I guess it can't all be gold.
Yeah, but it's disappointing. It's very disappointing because, you know, you're expecting something good, and then you get that.
Yeah, I know. And they build it up like it's going to be this big Star Wars thing, and it's like, well, no, not really.
No, it wasn't at all. It was not at all. And the way they handled it was just so boring. Like, Sheldon, we're going to the funeral.
Yeah. You want to come here? Let me hug you.
Yeah. Yeah, I did not enjoy it. I was very disappointed. I wanted so much better. I deserve so much better. All the money I've spent on Star Wars crap.
You should send a Twitter.
I deserve better.
You should send a Twitter to Bill Prady.
To Bill Prady? Who's that?
He's the co-creator of Big Bang.
Oh.
I mean, they could at least put Will Wheaton in it and made some kind of cross-reference joke.
But you know what? The James Earl Jones Carrie Fisher episode was so much better written.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess it all
and
just falls
just
into.
It wasn't fun.
No,
you know?
Not at all.
That's what it comes down to for me. It was not a fun episode. And maybe they've exhausted all the Star Wars jokes by now. I mean, because they've been on long enough, and we've seen Penny in the gold bikini, and you know.
Yeah.
All that kind of stuff that maybe they ran out of things to say.
Oh,
maybe
come
it's
on.
Time for them to go away. It's time for them to end. I'm sorry.
We got three more seasons.
You're canceled.
They won't do that because they're a ratings juggernaut.
Yeah. Yeah, whatever. I just did not think that was a good episode.
Right. So switching,
but who am I?
Right. So switching gears a little bit.
Yes.
Did you see the big story that came out of Orlando this week? This past week?
Which one? Sunrail?
No.
No?
The theme park actor getting arrested for sending nude photos to a 16-year-old girl?
I believe I missed that.
Oh. He was a theme park actor in Universal.
Uh-huh.
Who just happens to play Captain America.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
29-year-old James Alton was arrested in Orlando, Florida for sending sexual texts and photos of his naked genitalia, as opposed to his clothed genitalia, to a 16-year-old
yes.
girl he met while playing Captain America at the Universal theme park.
Oh, pervert.
The disgraced superhero portrayer told police he used poor judgment when sending explicit words and pictures to a teenage girl.
You know, I hate to say it, though, but some teenage girls are pretty advanced.
Yeah. But you still don't... And he knew that she was 16.
He did know?
Yes.
Oh, well, in that case, he was stupid.
Yes.
Maybe it was love.
The no? girls... No. The girl's dad contacted police after finding the offensive items along with a message saying Alton and his daughter had planned to meet Friday at the Florida Mall. Because you don't take a girl on a date anywhere else but the Florida Mall.
Now, well, it's a lovely mall. They have a sushi place with their conveyor belt. It's really quite nice.
Do they
seriously?
Really?
Yes, they do.
Oh, okay.
Yes, they do. And they have a Best Buy Express.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. The best part is the last line of the Daily News article, the New York Daily News. It says, his costume has been revoked and he has been suspended by Universal Orlando. Well, that's good. So you throw him out on the street where he can do more harm.
Right. Wow. Well, you know, at least he's no longer besmirching the name of Cap. You know, just saying.
We can't have you be Captain America because he's so wholesome and pure and you're a scumbag.
Right.
I would assume that he wears a mask as Captain America. Like, he's not allowed to take off his helmet because he looks nothing like Chris Evans at all.
No. Well, none of them look like the characters.
It is Universal, after all.
It is.
Let's see what the Orlando Sentinel page has to say.
I don't recall seeing it there.
It's here.
Is it?
Yeah, because it's linked on the New York Daily Times. Like, this made, like, national news.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I've been working crazy hours, so that's my excuse. I'm sticking by it.
I figured there'd be some pretty good comments, but there really isn't. The best one on here is Captain America, the first pedophile. This one says shocking it wasn't a Disney employee this time.
Oh, well, yeah, I can see that. But it's not on the top of the news.
This was... when was this? May 2nd. So, 4 days
Amazing
ago?
How quickly we'd bury that story.
Of course.
However, you can still look at the photos of the Kentucky Derby party at Blue Martini.
Hey, Universal is raising their pay.
Yes, they are. To keep people from going union. That's what they do every year.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
You interested in buying the 1971 monorail from Disney that's for sale?
I got nowhere to put it.
You should put it outside your apartment.
Right. Crashing through the plants?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think so.
The buy it now price is only $189,000.
Oh, well, I could, go through PayPal and finance it.
That's right. I thought, when I lived in Orlando, the rumor was that Disney never let this kind of stuff get out for sale.
Mickey's a greedy little bitch now.
I remember hearing stories about how they would take stuff and just, like, bulldoze it in the landfills and stuff.
And they used to. They used to do that to parade floats and old ride vehicles and costumes. And, just look on eBay anytime. It'll surprise you.
Yeah.
You can get a Haunted Mansion costume to, liven things up in the bedroom.
Oh, there you go. Hey, speaking of landfills, did you see the... they found all the Atari games that Atari tried to bury?
That was, what was it, an E.T. game?
It was an E.T. game, and it was a bunch of other, underproducing games. Like, they thought all these games... So they just bulldozed them all into a landfill, and then somebody went and found them all?
Why would you want to find them all?
Because it was an urban legend at some point.
Oh.
And then they were like, we have to prove the urban legend was right. I don't know what they're going to do with them. But...
Oh, we have breaking news just in.
What?
Just in. This is important. The actress who played Jane in The Little Rascals has died at age 88.
Do you think any of our listeners have ever watched The Little Rascals?
If they haven't, they need to, just for Buckwheat and Stymie. All I'm saying. Don't drink the milk. It's spoiled. What? Don't drink the milk. It's spoiled. One of my favorite episodes.
Where would people watch that even? Like, they can't be.
I don't know. Right? Is there like some geriatric version of YouTube that people can tune in to all this crap?
Let's see. Oh, apparently a lot of them are on YouTube.
Well, there you have it.
So if you go to YouTube and look up Our Gang or The Little Rascals, you'll find a whole bunch of them. apparently people are putting whole discs on the little rascals.
Well, that's awful, isn't it? Those people aren't getting any money out of this anymore. So, 90 years later.
So there are files on YouTube that are over 2 hours long with Little Rascal stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So,
however, the episode I was referring to is called Little Rascals Mush and Milk.
Mush and Milk?
Where they spill the bucket of milk mm-hmm. at the orphanage, so they fill it with water and plaster Paris.
I remember that.
And comedy ensues.
Hijinks ensues. I would figure that your favorite episode would be one called Spooky Hooky.
No, actually, my second favorite is Buckwheat in the Spook House. It is awesome.
Let's see what you want to know.
I mean, Buckwheat was such an underrated star.
Well, you know, he had his time in the sun, I guess.
He did. You know what his mother's name was?
What?
Whole Wheat. And his sister's name was Cracked Wheat.
Oh, John.
I'm serious. Okay. Look it up. And Whole Wheat was played by the one and only Whoopi Goldberg.
And the original Little Rascals?
No, not the original.
Oh,
no.
I was going to say, she's not that old.
She's older than you think. No.
I mean, because the Little Rascals started, what, in the 30s?
Yes.
So, yeah, I mean, that's... If anybody hasn't seen the Little Rascals, you at least need to watch something on YouTube of it. And not like the crappy remake movie that they did back in the 90s.
No. But if you watch the crappy remake movie from the 90s, you can see Raven Simone as Stymie's girlfriend.
Well, there you go. What was the name of the dude? Oh, God. He was on
Alfalfa?
Trial for murder. But he
Alfalfa?
Was one of the little... No, he was one of the little rascals. What was his name? He went on to play... He went on to be big in Hollywood. What the hell was his name?
The guy who played Beretta?
Yes!
Yes.
Yes, what was his name? Robert...
Yes.
What is his name? Robert?
Yes, Robert.
No? Beretta. Robert
Blake.
Blake. Yes. So, yeah, Robert Blake, if you've ever, like, before he went crazy and killed his wife, he was actually a member of our gang.
Yes. So it's not that far-fetched that Whoopi could have been in it.
Yeah, but he was really old. He's dead, right? Well,
I don't know.
Oh, come on.
Maybe. Maybe not. I don't know.
Robert Blake. Dead? Let's see.
Dead?
Dead?
No.
He's
still
alive
and well.
Oh.
Although he hasn't acted since 1997.
Gee, I wonder why.
Is he in jail?
He might be.
He's only 5'4".
He's from New Jersey, it figures. No, actually, he was tried and acquitted of the murder of his wife.
Isn't that typical?
And then he was found liable in a civil court for her wrongful death.
I don't see how that's possible.
What, how you can be found not guilty?
Exonerate, yeah,
guilty?
And then... And to, yeah, it's I just don't understand that.
It's a different burden of proof. You don't have to. I don't think it's beyond a shadow of a doubt for a civil case. I think it's like they can find you guilty with less to prove.
Hmm.
So.
Interesting.
In July of 2012, Blake was interviewed on Piers Morgan. During the interview, Blake was asked by Morgan about the night of the murder. The line of questioning quickly led to Blake becoming defensive and angry. He told interviewers he wrote his in his autobiography that he hoped he would be offered one more great acting role before he died. And I guess he just sits there waiting.
Mm-hmm.
Good luck. Now, we've been all over the place.
We have.
Oh, I have to give a hat tip to your hockey team.
A hat tip?
A hat tip. A tip of the hat.
A tip of the hat.
A tip of the hat. A hat tip.
To the Bruins?
To the Boston Bruins. Made the most remarkable comeback I've ever seen in a Stanley Cup playoff game.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you watched the game.
I did not.
They were in the final period. When I started watching, I think it was either 2-1 or I think it was 2-1 for the Canadians. And the Bruins coach told them that he wanted one goal every 5 minutes. There were like 10 minutes left and they were trying to play. No, it was 3-1. And he wanted to play to the tie so that they could at least go into overtime.
Right.
And they scored 3 goals in 5 minutes and then went on to score another one like a minute before the end of the game.
Mm-hmm.
And just blew the Canadians out of the water. They're still tied. As a matter of fact, I think they're playing right now. But
right.
It was an amazing comeback. I've never seen a team do that before. And they're predicted to win the Stanley Cup. And if the critics are right, it'll be against the LA Kings. But if they keep playing like that, there's no doubt that they're gonna take it all the way. Mm-hmm. It was amazing. Like, I don't usually watch anybody but the Devils, but I was like, well, you know, it's Boston and they're slated to win, so let's see how they play.
Right.
And I was like, oh, they're already down one game. They're going to be down two. It's really hard mm-hmm. to come back 4 games in a row. But it was incredible. I've never seen hockey playing like that at all. So you should be proud of your team.
I am proud of my team.
You should be.
I have the T-shirt to prove it.
I hope they win. So
I do too.
It was pretty good.
Yeah, well, good. I'm glad they delivered for you.
They did.
Nice.
Like, it got to the point where I was sitting in the living room, and it's Saturday afternoon, and my wife was sitting in the room with me, and she was like, why are you watching this? There's, like, 5 minutes left, and Boston is down. And I said, no. That 5 minutes is an eternity.
Right.
Watch, and like all of a sudden they just started making goals, and she was like, holy crap, they won. It's like, uh-huh. Although as of right now, Boston is down 2-0 in the second with 10 minutes left in the period.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They better pick that up.
No, they're just relaxing.
They're going to rally in the third period?
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
That's exactly what they're going to do.
If you say so.
Mm-hmm. I do say so.
Oh, they scored both of those goals in the first period.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That could be trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying.
Anyway. It ain't over till it's over.
I know.
That's all there is to it.
I know.
However.
What?
It is over, isn't it?
Why?
Us. It's over.
Us? The show?
It's an end of another hour. Yeah.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You got more? Okay.
No, I'm good. We went over all the stuff that I had written down.
Oh, good. Yeah. Oh, you take notes?
Yes, I do.
Oh.
I have to know what to put on the website.
Oh, that's good. I just wing it.
I know you do. I try to make some points to, you know, hit some certain stuff. Sometimes I don't have anything.
Yeah.
And we have to wing it, but sometimes I do.
Yeah, but all you have to do is walk outside and piss off a person, and then we get something to talk about.
Yeah, but I didn't do that this week.
I know. I'm kind of amazed.
I know. It happens. It happens every once in a while.
Right.
Well, if you want to get in touch with us, you can always send us an email at info@dancemonkeypodcast.com. You can follow us on Twitter, go to our Facebook page, listen to us on Stitcher if you don't want to download the podcast, and all that fun stuff. And let us know you're listening. So until next week, this is Chris.
This is John.
Have a good week.
May the force be with you.